Market View on Money FM 89.3.
This Tuesday afternoon on Market View, let's talk a little about gold, the safe haven and precious metal that has seen some belated confidence since the start of this year. And despite the pervasive geopolitical tensions and risks in the markets across most of 2021, it seems that the precious metal gold took a little bit of time to really wake up and break out of a tight trading range. In fact, today we have seen it extend gains and currently trading above $1,900 per troy ounce. But why did it take gold a little bit more time to actually rouse itself and actually gain ground? And with the prospect of rising interest rates, could we see gains and the rosy outlook for gold actually scuppered in the months to come? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Robin Tsui, who's a vice president and ETF gold specialist at State Street Global Advisors. He is joining us all the way from Hong Kong to help outline their outlook for gold and what he thinks actually bolstered gold's recent gains. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are doing quite well. And welcome back to the show, sir. I hope you're having a good afternoon out in Hong Kong.
Good afternoon, Jackie.
All right, Robin, you know, despite all the risks from the last couple of years, it's taken a while for gold to take off, mostly stuck around that $1,800 to $1,860 troy ounce range for most of last year. But we've seen it actually break out in quite convincing fashion over the last 4 months. What do you think has prompted gold's seemingly belated renaissance? And are you surprised that it took so long for gold to move higher and break out of that particular band?
I think compared to last year, we expect gold price to start to rally probably in the second half of last year when the U.S. inflation hit about 5%. But obviously, I think gold price reacted to the inflation probably towards the end of last year when the inflation in the U.S. hit 7%. So year-to-date, gold price has been doing quite well, up 7%. As you mentioned, it took a while, but I think right now there's three main factors that is driving gold price. The first reason is inflation. Obviously, gold historically has been a very good hedge against inflation, and we are seeing global investors around the world buying into gold as a hedge against inflation. And the second reason is definitely been the Russia-Ukraine tension that started in late February. We're seeing very sustained demand into gold, especially in the gold ETF space, especially in March, close to record monthly inflows, just to hedge against that uncertainty. And lastly, I think because combining with interest rate rises, inflation, and the conflict, the volatility has increased. So if we look at the fixed level, the volatility represented the U.S. market, it has increased substantially as well. So a lot of investors, especially in the U.S., are buying gold as a hedge against equity market risks.
No, right. And we all know of gold's relationship with inflation. I want to return to that later on, Robin. But as you mentioned, it seems that the Russia-Ukraine war that kicked off in late February really played a big part also, given the gold is also seen as a safe haven against unwanted risks. Based on the recent price movement for gold, and whether it be for spot gold or ETFs, how big a part has the Russia-Ukraine conflict really played in terms of gold finding favor in these recent months?
I think it definitely played a big role because gold been an ultimate safe haven. The Russia and Ukraine war conflict did create a lot of certainty in the financial market. So if we look back last month in March, we saw nearly record monthly inflows into gold-backed ETF space. Gold ETF has been trading for about 20 years or so. So we saw very substantial inflows because of the uncertainty triggered by the Russia and Ukraine tension. And it's normal to see such a big amount or favoring gold because if we look back 2016 during the Brexit, during 2009, during the financial crisis, we saw very similar inflows into gold-backed ETFs as well. So this uncertainty created by the Russia and Ukraine tensions definitely have pushed a lot of investors buying gold as a safe haven asset.
Right. You know, you have this rising inflation, the Russia-Ukraine conflict and the uncertainty from there. It almost creates somewhat of a perfect storm for gold's increase. But on the flip side, Robin, as we know, gold is also seen as being very sensitive to interest rates, dollar strength. And I'm sure you've also taken note of the Federal Reserve has gotten more and more hawkish in recent weeks. In fact, some are expecting to make an outsized rate hike at their meeting next Thursday. You know, with the dollar looking quite firm right now and multiple rate hikes starting to be priced in more and more, could we see gold lose out to the greenback and some interest-bearing counterparts in the next couple of months? And could that also derail some of this very nice and handsome momentum we've seen over the last 4 months?
Yeah, I think gold price has definitely held up quite well despite the dollar strength. Dollar is up by about 5% this year. You would expect gold price to decline because of this historical inverse relationship. But surprisingly, gold price has been doing quite well. And if we look at gold as an asset class, there's many drivers that drive gold price. I think what's so prominent right now is that there's so much inflation risk and also the rise in volatility. People are looking past that rise in the dollar strength and buying into gold. And one more thing to note is that the rate rises, it's definitely hitting the bonds market as well. As you know, there was a huge bond market sell-off a couple of weeks ago that has impacted bond prices. And I think a lot of investors right now are thinking whether to replace bonds with gold because they play for a similar function as a safe haven. But the gold as an asset class has outperformed bonds year to date as well. So even though we expect to see interest rate to rise to about maybe 2.75% by the end of this year, we still expect to see a lot of safe haven buying because of inflation and the rise in volatility because of this monetary tightening policy adopted by the Fed.
So you think there might be enough to go around in terms of safe haven demand for both gold and some of these interest-bearing assets like, say, U.S. Treasuries, Robin?
Yes, I think there will be some concerns about, you know, the rise in rates that could hit the bond market. But we haven't seen similar outflows from the gold market. We've actually seen very strong outflows from the bond ETFs, but not the direction we're expecting to see for gold. For the gold ETFs, we're seeing very strong inflows as well. So that's why we get the feeling that there's some rotation from the bond space into the gold space.
Interesting. We're still speaking to Robin Tsui from State Street Global Advisors. He is their a gold ETF gold specialist and vice president. Now, Robin, we sometimes touch on the demand side for gold, especially in some of our previous conversations. And particularly, we take note of major buyers such as China and India. I'd like to revisit that because it's been a while since we've actually visited that side of the equation. In the first 4 months of the year, what are some of the demand trends you're seeing for gold? Have they kept up for the most part from major buyers, or has inflation perhaps dented appetite for gold from some of these major sources of demand?
Yes, I think this is a great question, JP. I think if we look at China and India, they are the biggest consumer of gold, especially in the jewelry space. And we expect probably in the first quarter, the jewelry demand from China will be weak. As you know, the lockdowns are still happening in most cities in China. And we expect to see quite a weak quarter in terms of jewelry demand from China. And in India, I think the gold prices rises has really hit the sentiment in India. Some of the information or conversation I've been hearing is that India buyers are actually deferring their purchases in jewelry because they think the gold price are actually very high from their perspective. So definitely from a jewelry perspective, we expect probably a weaker quarter in the first quarter, but I think that will be offset by the strong ETF demand, which we saw in Q1. Especially in Q1, the global ETF inflows, it was the largest or the strongest quarter since 2020, so during the peak of the COVID pandemic. So I think the weak demand in China and India will be offset by the global demand into ETFs.
Very interesting. So, look, there is still a bit of uncertainty actually looking forward for gold. We've cited some of the movements in the interest rate markets, but you do think that that demand will still be sustained, especially because of its status as a safe haven. Robin, can you share with us now how this is shaping your mid-year and year-end outlook for spot gold? And also help us understand what are some of the biggest risk factors that you're monitoring that might either alter or boost your outlook?
I think especially going into the second half, we still expect gold price to trade between about 1900, which is where gold price is trading now, to about 2000. I think for gold price to hit above 2000, needs to be many factors that comes into play, especially aggressive rise in inflation, the Fed behind the curve in terms of rising inflations, and also if the tensions between Russia and Ukraine gets more intensified. So potentially gold may rise about 2,000. But from the conversation we're having from investors, with investors around the world, I think they still see gold as the ultimate safe haven, where they need gold. They want gold as part of the portfolio to diversify away from the current holdings in either equities and bonds. So some of the factors we are looking at is obviously inflation's short pocket risk and how aggressively Fed will tighten money policy. That will be our key themes that we're watching in the coming months. But we do advise investors to maybe allocate about 5% of their allocation into gold as a portfolio diversifier.
Now, you know, and just very quickly, if you can humor me here, Robin, I'm just taking a look at the year-to-date chart for gold at the moment, and it seems that we're seeing two major peaks actually at the start of March and also towards the towards April 10, and we're starting to see it start coming down from some of these two peaks. You know, I'm doing a very rudimentary technical analysis here, which and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I mean, are you concerned that the charts might be foreshadowing some weakness? I know that, you know, it's hard to read trends from just a one-month chart at the moment, but is this a cause for concern, or should people not lose sleep over this?
Well, I think if you look at gold, obviously it will have some volatility because so many factors that I explained will impact gold price. But one of the encouraging signs that you see is that from the graphs, the actually supporting level of gold price is actually increasing. So year to date, we're seeing gold price is forming a very strong resistance level at 1900, but last year it was about 1800. So this very important technical indicators we're looking at is that gold has been able to build up the high basis in terms of the supporting levels across a number of years. So this is a very encouraging sign for us to see that gold price is trending upwards over the medium and long term.
Right. And just to be fair as well, gold is up about $164, I believe, since over the last 12 months. So it seems that overall, the upside, there is still a case for upside, it seems, for the precious metal. I'd like to thank Robin Tsui, the VP and ETF Gold Specialist for State Street Global Advisors, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. Robin, always a pleasure to have you in the show. I hope you have a great Tuesday out there in Hong Kong, sir.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.